I wonder, boys and girls, have you ever done something and you've been caught out? Something that you did perhaps that you didn't say anything about at the time, and you tried to cover up your tracks, and then somehow one day the whole thing just popped up and you were found out. Well, the Bible says this: be sure your sin will find you out. Let me tell you what I did one day, and I'm glad I'm telling you this from Mrs. Taylor's not possibly here this morning. But I was one day out doing the garden, and I was footering, because I'm not a great gardener. But as I was doing the garden, I was cutting this and that and pulling out this and that, and Christine said to me, "John, please leave the plants. You don't know the difference between a plant and a weed." So I said, "That's fine," and I decided I'd get involved in something else. So I got the lawnmower started, and I went out and I cut the grass. And after I got the grass all cut, I thought, well, it's not just as tidy as it could be, so I'll get the strimmer. So I took out the strimmer, boys and girls. It was only just a wee electric one, and I was flying around the garden when all of a sudden the strimmer stopped. And I thought, my, what's wrong with this? So I thought that it was burnt out, and it smelt as if it was burnt out. But I wanted to get the garden finished, so I set the strimmer in the garage, and I went round to a friend's house, and I said to him, "Alistair, can I borrow your strimmer?" Well, he says, "Now, Pastor, it's a big one." Oh, I says, "Doesn't matter what size it is, just you give it to me." Well, he says, "No, it is a big one." He says, "It's a petrol one, for I use it up and down the bank." I says, "It'll do fine, I'll be back again in 10 minutes. So he pulled out this big, big strimmer and he hooked it onto me, and I could see the top of it up here and the bottom of it somewhere down here. And I thought, how on earth am I going to be able to use this? Well, I got it home and I took a wee practice run, and after about 5 minutes it was going really well, and she was flying round the garden bit by bit. And then I came down to a place where the wife had planted 4 small trees, wee conifers. And I was going in and around the conifers, and something behind me happened, and I turned round to look at the dog. And I went up the conifer and back down again. And before I could do anything, I stopped and I looked, and all I could see was a stick. And there was this lovely stick standing in the middle of 4 conifers, and I thought, oh, she's going to kill me. So I did the best I could. I hurried up, finished the garden, packed it in the boot of the car, took it round, said, "Alistair, thank you very much. Did I do your job?" "Oh," I says, "far more than the job." But I didn't tell him, because I knew if he saw the wife, he'd tell her. So I passed no comment, and I went to get into the study, and I was working away, and day passed. Christine never mentioned it. Do you know, a week passed, never was mentioned. And a couple of weeks had passed, and I thought, good, I've got away with it. But Christine went out to do the garden, and I was in the study with the window open, and the lawnmower was going. The next thing, it stopped, and I heard, "Where are you? Where are you? I'm going to kill you." And you know something, boys and girls? She came flying into the house. "What happened to that conifer tree?" I says, "What conifer tree?" She says, "You know the conifer tree?" I says, "I didn't even know we had conifer trees. What are they?" And I began to hem and ham away around it. And then finally, with a lot of persuasion, I had to say, "Oh, is that the wee tree down at the gate that looks like this?" She says, "Exactly that tree." And you know something, boys and girls, my sin had found me out. And I had to admit that I'd done it. And far worse than that, I had to get her to go and buy another one. And she dug it, took it out, put a new one in, and she said, "Never, ever strim the garden again." So I took her advice, and I've never done it to this day. But you know something? It taught me a very important lesson. Sometimes you think you get away with something. You can say nothing about it. Sometimes you can even cover it over, and sometimes you can bury your head in the sand, or you can bury that out of sight. But someday, somewhere, it's going to raise its head. So you're far better coming out openly and honestly at the very beginning and accepting the wrongdoing, admitting you've done it, and deal with it once and for all. And boys and girls, that's what we need to do with our sin. Some of us sin and we try to hide our sin from God. And like me with the tree, we try to hide it from others. But it doesn't matter how long we try to do that, and it doesn't matter how deep we might seek to bury it out of sight, the truth is that one day our sin will find us out. We'll have to account for it. So before we're called to accountability, to stand before God and to hear from Him, "Depart from me, I never knew you," we need to come with all our sin and shame while we're still in time. Acknowledge the fact that we are sinners. Acknowledge that fact, that we have sinned against God, and accept the fact that we need a Savior. And accept the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior for sinners like you and me. And come and tell God we're sorry for our sin. But thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ came to take away sin by the offering of Himself on the cross, and deal with it once and for all and forever. If we confess our sin, the Bible says that God is just and He's faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us completely from them. So don't bury your head in the sand. Don't think that somehow this isn't being noticed. The fact is, we can be sure that one day our sin will find us out, and we'll have to account for them. So why don't we come today and confess them, and let God deal with them and wash them all away in the blood of the Lord Jesus, that our sin will be remembered against us no more, and that forever.